And who ripped them?
The Gemara.
Ahem. Ma'ishnik Tani Av as Abonim. Bereisha. Listen, Abonim as Av Bereisha. So the Yesh Nechlin Manchilin. Av as Abonim. Abonim as Av. So the Gemara takes issue with that. It should say, why are we saying the Av Yarish is the Bonim? There's two reasons to really start the other way, that the Bonim Yarish is the father. First of all, says the Gemara, Chodudas, the Schuli B'Panusa, Chodimus Chalina. We don't want to start with Pranus, meaning, says the Rashbam, Ma'ash and Tani, that Bereish and Masis and Abnoich was a Ben Menachel, but I may say, no, you have to be no, I nimtsa, she may say Ben. B'chaya Av, the father's Yarish, and obviously the child died, when the father was alive, leiniach ben, how zera liyarshay? I mean, the son didn't have any. There was no grandson to Yarshin. Lefikach aviv yarshay. Is that klali on two accounts? Because ad the meis blei banim. At first of all, so the son died without children. That itself is a klala. Vegam kshav roiv misus benoi. That's also a klala. So meila. We're starting off on a bad foot over here. Hayla tana the masnis leftayach haben neichlas av sheze brocha sheyamus av yikvikrenu benoy kedechsev v'yosef yoshes yado inach avtich sheyikbre benoy. Another rabbi says that the Ramban, I'll tell you the same Ramban we discussed yesterday, that tells us the same piece we discussed, that there's no lateral yerusha, yerusha goes up and down. In that same place, I believe he discusses why the Torah does not, we'll see in the whole on the whole Amud Beis, and that doesn't say any of the Pharisees in the Pasuk that have father Yarshins. We learn it out from Sheira, Karav, we learn it out. It doesn't say the Pharisees in the Torah, it's only Beremiz, it's only Limo they learn out that have father Yarshins and his son. Says Ramban, why didn't it say the Pharisees? He says, one of the things he says is, that he says because it's a klala. Torah doesn't want to say beferish because for a parent, the Yarish and his son, I mean, the son died b'chayaviv, it's not a good thing. So Torah doesn't want to say beferish, it only says beremiza. That's one of the svaras the man says. Ah, he says, yeah, Av Yerush is like, oh, he said the other part, Kashe Amez, Benoi Kashe Amez Bloy Zerah, Bloy Hizu Kosev Zerah. He goes to the other thing also. Oh. Yeah, so that, so the Mele, in fact, the Gemara, that's one reason why the Mishnah should start off with the son Yarushing the father. But, oh, Kedich Siv, Ishki Yamos, Uben Einloi. The parish of Yusha, in the Torah, the parish starts off with the father dying. Uben Einloi, so it talks about the opening line of the parish of Yusha in the Torah is the father dying. Yarshai, the Chihechi, the parish is Nachlis, Pascha, Birush Zaben, Laviv, Tachai Leitan, Lutayach. So, Mel Fungmar has a double question why the Mishnah starts off with the Ben Yarshining the father. But the Gemara, the Tana, Aidi the Asid, the Midrasha, Chavivalei. Look, Rashi, Sha'ab, Nechas Benoi. It's a drasha. We say it's not a farish in the pasuk, and therefore it's chaviv, and therefore the Torah, therefore the Mishnah starts off with that. Even though there's a bit of a problem with that, I think Ram Shif asks that. Where's Ram Shif? In the chayvitz or is it separate? Huh? No Ram Shif? Even the Delta? Okay, I think the huh?
It's not in there.
Huh?
No.
Don't have a period?
I think so.
Oh. I think he asked that in a more later, I think it comes out that that's idea, the Father Yarshins. That's an idea, the Father Yarshins. That's Pashit. And the Gemara only. What's Midrasha? What's some. Where is it? Pash the Kra. Oh, right. It's in Pash the Kra, the Achi Av. Yeah? The Pasuk does say. Yeah, the Pasuk says that when it goes on, right? What does the Pasuk say? Bim ain Achim Lov. Right? It says that if there's no sons and daughters, you give it to the Achi Av, the uncle Yarshins. Now, if the uncle Yarshins, obviously the father Yarshins. Why does the uncle get it only through the father? Right? The uncle's yachas to the nephew is through the father. So Mela, it's muchach in the pasuk itself, without the drasha of she'era, cover, curve, it's muchach in the pasuk that the father yarshins. The only reason why we're seeing that more now, that Karav, we mean that the father is closer, the father gets it before the brother. The father Yarshins the son before the brother. That's what we need to pasuk. So Mela, that you don't see in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is mentioning the Yerusha, that since it's Chaviv, Chayra, that's that's the halach is not that's in din the father Yarshins is not a drasha. It's not that's in the pasuk. The drasha is only that the father gets it before the brother. Zayfek the Ramashif. He says mchamok kivim na gufim feirish nichta b'teira. Whatever Tara says. Oh, anyway, the kash is a nice kash. Zok mar vaitim. My drasha, what is this drasha? The sanya she'eroi zehav, because the pasuk says main achim la'aviv, and the satem is nachlosu l'she'eroi akarav elav the mishtat mimishpachtoi v'yorosh oisa, which is a little funny because the pasuk, which is interesting, is more saying now it's out of order. Batsim, this whole parish is out of order because after it gives the whole seder Yerusha. That there's no son, you go to the daughter. If there's no daughter, you go to the uncle. Then it says, if there's no uncle, then you go to She'eiro Yakarav Eilov, which Gemara says the father. But really, that's first, right? We say, She'eiro Yze'av, Melamed, She'av Kaidu Ma'achim. Says the Rajbam. Zazim Zachal She'eiro Yakarav Eilov. Ze'av, Shalmeis, Vashminin Kro, She'av Palmim, She'yerish Ez Benoi, Nish'eiroi, Hainu Av, Kedachsiv, She'er Avichahu, Kilkaman, Uksiv Nami, Kim, She'er, Karab Elov, Lov Vilimoi, we're talking about by Tumas Kainim, the Kainim Matama, his relatives, it says, Nish'eiroi, HaKarab Elov, and now the pasuk specifies, father and mother, that's called She'er, that's called Kurva, the Melo, She'eroi, refers to the father. Malamet Shav Shalmeis Kaidin LaAchiv Shalmeis Kegoin Shimeis Ruvain Vloy Banim Yaakov Yerushoy Vloy Shimon Achiv Yerushoy Kamei Mefarish VaOzel Heich LeMeid Manu Mekan Shekaidin LaAchim Vloy LeBanim LeBanai Shalmeis. How do we see from here? We see the father's first. Yeah, Sheru Karav Elov. He's Karav Kaidin. He gets it first. Yeah. So then, but it's telling me, how do you know it's before the brother, and not before the son, etc. Amam pachina akray lav hachik sibi. Right, the order of the pesukim she'eroi says afterwards. Mashani kray shleik esidun sibi. The ma'aseh of karav elav the mashma karav kaidim hakarav elav. So kim she'eroi hakarav elav. Now we darshan karav kaidim. Whoever is closer is first. And since the father is closer than the brother, as the semela, we say the father gets it. The mashma karav kaidim asla leguliye. I'll say the nachlus is shlek kesirin kesibi. Ela karav taktim liyarish v'chein. The sader oison. This is how we're going to read it. Ish kiyamus. We mash v'dreid the whole parsha. Uben ein loy. Levad esnachalosai lebitoi. Mele bas when it's satem esnachalosai lishera karev, which is a couple seconds later. The charka when it's satem to acheyavim. Lachiv, I'm sorry, Lachiv Kalima. Shemeloi Sher, meaning he doesn't have a father. Then Usad Mazaklas Lachiv, Meloyachim, Usad Mazaklasai, Lacheyaviv, Meloyachim, Laaviv, and then a car of Elo, Mishpachta, Yvirishaisa. Which is that pasuk where it said, Usad Mazaklas, the Sheiroi, a car of Elo, Mi Mishpachta, Umamish like destroying this pasuk, saying that the Sheira, car of Elo, that goes back. A couple of seconds before, after it said that there's no daughter. Then we go to the brother and to the uncle, and if there's no uncle, then we go back to the end of the pasuk, Mishpachtoi, anyone in the Mishpachta, the Yerushai say. A bit awkward over there. But alright. Says the Gemara, Yochel Yeh Kain Leben. So once we're saying the father's first, that's Sher Karvel, that's we read that earlier on in the parasha. So I would think that that the father is even for the bet. Once we bring Mach in the Pasuk, then let's be Mach in the Pasuk that even before Ben Engloi, Ishki Yamus, Hakara will start that first. Rekrash Yochel Yaakov Kaid Lachanoich Ben Ruvain. I feel like the Nich Ruvain Zera Yirsh Yaakov Yirsh Yaakov Loilam Yirsh Ben Ruvain. Elecha, then Yaakov Kayom. Minasad the pesukim came. How can we read into the pasuk? Ishkiyamos minasad mesnachlos l'sheiroi. Again, we're going to be matting the sheir right away. Then uben einloi. Avad mesnachlos lebita. It said, "Jemele bas." You go to the brother. Not the brother. You go to the uncle. Not you go to mishpacha. Kolaymer. Emele sheir. Vegam ben einloi. Then sheirish b'malkim shein sheir. Then avad mesnachlos lebita. So how do we know to place the father after the son, not before the son? Tamalayim ha'karav karav karav kaidim. The Grashi ha'karav kaidim meis yaser who kaidim benachlas benachlal yershay v'ben shel meis gain chanoich ben Ruvain karav ul Ruvain yaser miyakov aviv sharei kam tachas aviv liyada ustechuz kil kamon. Hareli, two things, the son takes over the father. One is that the father born on Mavriya, so the din is the parish of Yehud, that the father or the son could marry her with the original money of the sale. And you don't need new Mois Kedushin. So even though the money was given Batsim for the sale of the Alma, that money could still be used for Kedushin by either the father or the son. And the son takes over the father in that respect. Osteachuza, he'll come on, Leinyan, that if it was Makdash Teachuza and they sold it, kids will see. There's different dinim, whether it was the son that bought it or someone else that bought it. Whether or not it's going to go back, it's going to go to the Kayanim in Yaival. If someone else bought it, then it goes to the Kayanim in Yaival. Some bought it, then it goes back to the father. Avlaav leMetzinu sheyehei kam tachas benay leklum. The father doesn't is not oimim kaim the son in regard to anything. So meila, therefore we say that was pashit that we don't put the father before the son. We don't put the father before the sheirei before the son. The father's son is first, which is the milsa the pshita who lechoshash hagmar lehakshreis umar rois lerabbi zaben. So the shayla of the son versus the father, the more didn't bother asking that why is the pashit that the son is first. Only when it comes to the shayla of the son or the brother, then we have a discussion. Who's considered more close?
Well, you heard of a time we had that Av was took over his land for Yibum, no?
First of all, that was Yibum before Ma'an Taira, and there, like Ramban explains, it was an idea of Yibum that any relative that marries her has a shaykhis. That's not the the regular Yibum. That was it was the idea of Yibum, but that was any relative. It wasn't even after the father, nonsense. Any relative, that it should be some type of Yibum. Yeah. Tamloy Makarv Karv Kaidim. Samela, that's why Vada, the son, is before the father. Yeah. Tagimaro, Marois. So what are we saying? It's Karv Karv Kaidim. Therefore, Vada, the son's closer than the father. Tagimaro, Marois, the Rabbi said, Ben, Lazis, ah. So why? What are you telling me? You're gonna be married by the Ben. The Ben is before the father. But the brother. Yeah, you're not being a mayit. We're not saying that the brother is before the father. So Gemara, Ma Beni is a ben, Shekain, Kom Takas Aviv, Liyada, Ustei Achuza. Says Rashi, Rishbam, Ma Beni is a ben. No, Ma Rosh Nav is a ben, Shalmesh.
Kam Chanoich Tachas Aviv Ruvain LeYud Shem Kon Ruvain Amavriya Yochel LeYaida Loi Kishayir Tzeb Kesem Knasa. We explained before Shnos Lavia Zayamim that the father bought the Alma, gave the father of the girl money for the buy the Amavriya. So that money can be used for Kedushin. Kanitna Loit Saw. Even though the money was given to be used, still, ain sarchlitim kedushin acher. Ella kach yomer hareyam yedisli. With that money, he'll sit him rabbi ain edenah shelo yada vehefta. If he doesn't want to do yud, then he has to accept pidyon. Vayistah is the part. He could, if he wants to, he could do yud. Mechlaus yachol yad. We got benay yachol yad. He'll sit him benay edenu. So the son takes over the father's position. In regard to a yud, Avlo the Macher in Yochel Liaido Elam Keni Ikachano Ish Kedushin Gemurin Afilu Laachiv in Yochel Liaido. The guy wants; he doesn't want to marry the girl, but his brother needs a shidduch. He wants to marry off to his brother. That doesn't work. So we see that the son is closer to the father. In taking over the father in Yud, will stay chuzed. The Shin American, Perkeng Magdishin, Taina Perskainim, and lo, you go as a son of Babalov, Shagdishu, Shagdisha. And Mokras, the son of Gizbar, Mokra, Lishacher, Lishacher, Lobnoi, Shal Magdish, then by a son of Tesbiyavil Kaidish, Shiyais Lokayim Yavil, Loch is, if Ruven's Magdish, a field. If he's paid it, then, or he's paid it, or his son is paid it, and it doesn't get lost to the kainin. But if they weren't paid it, and the hektish sold to somebody else, when it leaves that person's rishus and yayivol, it gets lost to the kainin. Avolim loy padayish acher el benoy chazeres lavim yayivol. Avolim achiv shal makdish padayi. Yais l'kainim, like an acher, you know, silish acher, the hainu achiv. Abu benoi, lav acher hu. What's my brachina? Maroi is lav is a ben. Lohitzi is, because also the Torah doesn't say beferish a son as opposed to the brother. It just says, in lo yigos the sada, in mochas the sada, l'ish acher. Right? And it says Ish Acher. So we say Ish Acher is not the Ben. So then the obvious question is why are we assuming that the Acher is the brother and not the Ben? Kihacha Shekain, in the Gemara says, Shekain Komtax Ovav Liyud. Same thing we say over here. Ole Maslameim Sheben Kaidimis Achiyameis Lenachla Kimoi. She sodar parsha
mainly ben avadas nachlasa lebitay, mainly bas and sad nachlasa lachiv. Because Rashi is saying, understand, what's the whole issue over here? Look, open a chumash. The chumash says, mainly ben, you go to the daughter. You go to the daughter. That means the son's first. Mainly bas, then you go to the brother. So what's the whole issue that maybe the brother should be before the son? The pasuk says not like that. Says Rashi, let's not forget. But we're saying this whole parish is all fadred anyway. We're saying the father's away at the end and the father's first. So we're saying this pasuk is really written out of order. Once the pasuk is written out of order, then the kroy lav ksivi the mukha kroy ksivi karav kaidim name that kaidim may lav may lebein lebein. Then we're saying it's out of order. So I didn't get a chance to tour the door, but I saw the Rajba has a whole issue with this. I didn't have a chance to see how he himself learns, but he doesn't like this whole idea that Rashi, the Rambam is going throughout, he's going later in the Hemshchol, so that he holds like everything is out of order. It's just like the whole thing is one big Hefkerfeld, and you know, there's a whole list of psukim over here, and there's absolutely no shackles to reality, and he says he doesn't go with that mahalach. So I'm not sure how he works through the whole Gemara. But he doesn't like that. He says, the Gemara said, fine, one thing's out of order. Sherry is out of order. I mean, when it says that their father's at the end, it really means the beginning. Say they could just play games and just like, you know, destroy the whole parsha. He doesn't like that. But I don't know how Lamais he learns the Gemara. Okay, so Gemara, fine. You're telling me that the son is before the father, before the brother, because he's come down to the Yadol, the Achuza, Adarabba. Marba near Saach, she can't come. That was Achiv Leibum. So there's an aspect where this brother takes over his brother in a way that the son doesn't. Rabbi Yibum. Right? He's Miyam the wife. The son is not. Adrab, Marb Nisach, Mabchinon Kroi, Kihai Gavna. So again, if we're going to put the brother in instead of the son, how are we going to read the Pesukim? The Rambam goes. Leads us through that. Kiyamus ish kiyamus when the sat mesach lasa lachiv. Imein leachim sat mesach lasa lebenai. Inami imein leachim uben ein loy. If we want to just keep the way we have it, the Torah never said the fairish the son yarshin. Just said by reference, by inference, it said imein le ben goes to the daughter. Obviously, yesh le ben son gets it. I don't even know why the Rishbam threw in this possibility. Mainly Achim Masad Esnachlas Lebnoi, which those words don't even say in the Torah. I don't know why in this new version of the brother being first, the Rishbam is making a pasuk over here for the son. But he says Inami Mainly Achim Uben Einloi, which is like we have in the Torah. Havat Masnachlas Lebita Mainly Bas Masad Masnachlas LeSheiroi. Mainly share, Musad Nachlasoi, Lachi Ovid, Mainly Achim Ovid, Karvel, Mishmachdoi, the Yiresh, as we've had already a few times. Fine, so Gemara, so we got a problem. Oh, Libum, Kizim, Kishmach Miachtov, Mes Echo Mehem, Uben Einloi, Avla Ben, Einem Yab Mesimach. So Mela, so we see the brother in a way is closer than the son. So why are we assuming it's the Karav Kaidim? We say it's the son, not the brother. The Gemara Elav Makim Elam Klum Yesh Yibum Elav Makim Shein Ben Elav Makim Sheyesh Ben and Yibum. The Rashi Klum Alma Filu Gabi Yibum Kama Ben Tachas Aviv Tfei Machi Aviv. So we see that's the son, even by Yibum itself, we see that if there was a son, there would be no Yibum. So obviously, Fakarit, we see the son takes over the father, meaning the son is an extension of the father, to the point that there's no need for Yibum. You don't need the brother taking over the father's place, because you have the son ready to take over the father's place. We see Fakarit, the son takes over the father's place more than the brother. Amela, Yibum is not a taina. That we see the brother is closer to his brother than the son is closer to his father. The Gemara, time of the Ikai Pircha. The only reason why you can slug this up is because you have the svar of that Yidim is only when there's no son. Halav hachi yavmina achadif. Because of the svar of Yibam. Right? In fact, more typically, anyway, it's two against one. Because by on the son's side, we had Yud and Steachuza. On the brother's side, we only had Yibam. So anyway, it's two against one. So why do I need to bother to slug up the Yibam one? And anyway, it's two against one. Anyway, the son's going to win. But Gemara, no. Because Steachuza Gufa, Mahai Taima Hu, the Gukai Malay. Latana, Kum Yeshimel, Makam Shein Ben. Hayesh Ben, Ein Yibam. Meaning, Dr. Ashbam, the Ashbam was the Etzim and Ramas to this before, because by Steachuza, the Gemara asks Akasha that why is it that the Acher is the brother and not the son, right? And the Gemara says, because of the Svara of Yiyud. So Batsim, Steachuza is not a given on its own right. Steachuza is only learned out from the fact that the son is closer to Linyan Yiyud. And then we're going to ask that same question, okay, the son is closer to Linyan Yiyud, but the brother is closer to Linyan Yibam. So why the guy Steachuza Gufa are we favoring the son over the brother? And that the answer is going to be, and the Gemara Erechin says it, is that Yibam is a non-starter because Yibam is only there's no son. So Batsim, it's not two against one. It's only two against one after we knock out Yibam. If not for the time of Yibam, then we wouldn't have known by Steachuza Gufa. Which one? Who's more? Who's closer? Who's the acher? Who's the outsider? So Mela, that's him. It's not really two against one. That's it's only one. It's Yud against Yibam. And once we knock out, if we need to knock out Yibam in order that the son should be considered over the brother. Now Shlomo Malkin Ben, Sharei, Lemetzinu Kosim Beferish, Shei Ben Kam Tachas Aviv, Tfei Me'achiv, El Oliada. That the only time we have Beferish, the son has something over the father, over the brother, is only Gabi Yud. Shei Gam Ach Kam Tachta Liibam, Nimsa, Dach Chod Vach Choda. V'shar Dvarim Shei Ben Kam Tachas Aviv, Tfei Me'achiv, Noin Steachuz, Ev Rivi, Tachas Gish, Magdim, Ben Lach, Benachla, all these things, Kulam I see in Lemetin Yida. The only thing that we have Beferish in the Torah is Yud and Yibam. So really, it's always one against one. Whenever we have a question, who's closer? So we have one against one. Therefore, we must knock out the brother, Linyan Yibam, saying this other Abba, it's only Shalom Bak and Ben, in order to have all these places. So these places don't exist unless we knock out the Svara of Yibam. Because of Fesh, Ben Kam Taks of him, we learn the Mishanina, the Philgab Yibman, Akkam Takta, Kmoy Benoid, the Klum Yashib, Mel Makam, Shane Le Ben, they haven't been seen, Lerube, Ben Shang Naks of the Klum, Tvay Mach, if they'll have Hakachad of Hakachad, Kame Pachinon, the Ben Abbas, Bach, Kmoish, Sidurim, and Parsha, the Kad Mukulu Laav. Oh, so then I'm going to ask a very good question. Someone should have asked this, that Emerson, there's really a question. Hooray, the father doesn't have any of this. So why, when we say karv kaidim, yeah? Karv kaidim, so then the ach should be batsim before the father.
You have it for your father.
What?
The son